Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, we're getting one piece of bad news after the next on this show. David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication, has joined us. And David, you heard last hour, sometimes when the news breaks, it breaks breaks hard and fast, doesn't it?
Well, the old saying, Phil, in the news business is, and the old saying, it doesn't rain, but it pours. And I think that today is one of those days when it's raining bad news.
Go ahead and give it to us as you've got it.
Phil, we have received news that Bob Hope is dead.
It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough.
Bob Hope, one of the great reigning comedians, 90, how old was he?
He was 98.
98 years of age, is dead. And what was that from?
That was from pneumonia, I believe, Phil.
From pneumonia. Oh, my God. That is...
Can I say something?
Yeah. Let me say something first.
Go ahead.
I just thought he was a very funny man. I used to watch him in the Academy Awards. I used to watch him in his movies.
Let me just jump in with something, Phil.
Go ahead.
I'm only kidding. He's not dead.
All right, well, I don't...
Did you hear me?
Is he dead or not?
No, I'm kidding.
I think that is the worst kind of manipulation of this show, okay?
Oh, relax.
I think that's the worst kind of... I just went through a bunch of crap last... What do you mean you're kidding?
Because I'm kidding. Because look at the rise it got out of you. And look at...
Do you know I got listeners? Do you know I have listeners? Do you know I have a responsibility to listeners?
Are you yelling at me?
Do you know that I have a responsibility to listeners?
Yes, I gave you your job. Yes, I do.
Then why would you allow me to put you on the air to say that Bob Hope is dead when he's not?
Because I'm kidding, because this is the nature of radio. Because it's a fun thing. Because it breaks up the monotony for me. Because it's a shock tactic. What do you want me to tell you?
You come on my radio show, you ask Mike, you got a special announcement, Bob Hope is dead, and you say you're kidding?
Oh, stop, will you?
Why do you have to play that kind of a cruel joke on people?
It's not cruel, it's funny.
Why do you have to say that Bob Hope is dead when he's not?
I mean...
Why do you have to say that Bob Hope is dead when he's not? You know that Mr. Hope is in difficulty with his health. You know that he's got fans. Why would you say that?
You want to know?
I want to know, yes.
You want to know why? Because I like to screw with the audience.
You like to screw with the audience?
Because I think that I got it coming to me. Because I got it coming...
What do you mean you got it coming to you?
Phil, let me explain something to you.
You came on my show and said that Bob Hope is dead, and I could feel my heart go into my throat, and then you say a minute later, I'm only kidding.
That's right. And the reason why I did that, Phil, is because I like to come on the show when I can and to come on other shows and screw with the audience a little bit.
Why?
Because I feel I've got it coming to me. I came up the hard way in this business. I started out as a local program director. I gradually built one of the strongest radio stations in America. And then I eventually turned that into a job at the national level with the largest radio company in the country. And do you think the audience, the listeners, made that easy? Do you think they made that easy? Every single day is like they were flaying the skin off of my back.
So this is a personal thing that you've got against the listeners?
Yes.
So you come on the air with some shocking news that is totally bogus in the hopes that you give somebody a heart attack?
Let me explain something to you, Phil. When I announced that Bob Hope was dead, you going to tell me there wasn't some grandma out there that just about hit the toilet in her bathroom? Huh?
Yeah, but why? Why is this some revenge against radio listeners?
Because they made my life hell. Therefore,
let me just interrupt you right now and tell you, David, we're on the air, so they're listening to everything.
I understand they listen to everything. It doesn't make any difference because the way radio listeners are, they're selectively listening. So they're doing their schoolwork, they're driving the car, they selectively listen. They don't listen to everything.
So when you say that you like to screw with them by lying to them and telling them, for instance, that Bob Hope is dead, they're not listening to that?
No, they heard the Bob Hope is dead part, but they're not hearing what I'm saying to you about how I like to screw with them. That's what we mean by selective listening. And
well, I don't know what you mean by selective listening.
Look, someone calling and asking me, complaining about, you know, why did we take Johnny Java off the air? Someone calling and saying that, what was the name of the business in the commercial you just played? I never feel calls like that. I get more complaint phone calls. Okay? I had to scrape my way.
Look, David, you know, you are a boss, and you're supposed to get complaint phone calls, okay? You're the guy.
Look, let me tell you something. Remember when I fired Johnny Java?
Yes.
All of the old ladies that called in and bitched at me, morning, noon, and night, crying and complaining. I couldn't stand it any longer. So I need to get it off my chest.
And so on the air you come and you say, Bob Hope is dead. What if an old lady out there right now had a heart attack?
I said I was kidding. I'm covered.
What? No, seriously. What if somebody had a heart attack hearing that Bob Hope was dead?
I'm covered because I said I was kidding.
I'm talking not so much now about your legal status, just your compassion as a human being.
Oh, I get compassion as a human being. She had a heart attack, huh?
What if somebody had a heart attack when you said Bob Hope was dead?
Well, you know what? For what they put me through, for the hell they've put me through, they should have a heart attack.
You know something? I'm thinking about something now, and what I'm thinking is not too good.
What?
You know that Janet, what was her name, Janine Bobbins? She called me up in tears.
She the one who lost her son?
You know who she is. Her son went missing in Norwalk, and you called and you said that there was good news that the police had found her son. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they found that.
They found her son dead in two separate garbage bags, and you let her believe that he was alive, didn't you?
That Bobbins woman had called me once a week for 3 years and wrote several letters wanting to know why I pulled Johnny Jab off the air.
She's entitled to her opinion.
Nowhere in the free speech amendment does it say you're entitled to be a pain in the ass. And you can say what it's...
So the revenge is you tell the woman that her son is dead? I mean, that her son is alive when you know that he's dead?
I did not. I said the police found your son.
Look, what you said was she told me what you said. You called her up and you said, good news, they found your boy.
That's right.
Good news?
I didn't say the kid was alive.
But good news means he's alive.
Look, if you're a listener to my station and you got some complaint, put it in a way that isn't going to tense me up. Otherwise, I'll drop these bombs on you.
So Bob Hope isn't dead?
No, but I bet you I got 100 old ladies out there looking in the bowl before they pull the chain.
1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall is on the line with me. He's the vice president of syndication for our program. Came on the air here just moments ago and said that Bob Hope was dead and then said that he was kidding. You just about gave me a heart attack, too.
Well, let me tell you something. You're a young man. But if you are one of these listeners... That...
So it's all a revenge thing. So periodically you'll go on the air and say that Bob Hope is dead. You'll call up some woman and say that the police found her son when he's been missing for 10 days. When you know that he's dead.
I didn't say that he was dead.
Well, look, if I'm a parent and you call... And I've lost my son and you call me and go, good news, Mr. Hendry. They found your son. I think the kid's alive. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Look, if she hadn't been such a pain in the ass, I would have called her up and said, you know, they found your son, he's dead. But because she was a pain in the ass, yeah, I called up and I stuck it in a little bit. Big deal. The kid was dead and I didn't kill him.
Have you got any moral sense at all? Have you got...
I got plenty, Phil. I work hard. I play hard. I care about my radio station. I care about the people I work with and I work for. And I'm not going to keep... fielding phone calls. What happened to Johnny Java? Why did you move Dr. Laura? Where's Rush Limbaugh? Why isn't Phil Hendry fired yet? You know how many calls I get for that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot.
Yeah, you got it. And I protect your job. So I came on and said Bob Hope was dead. You want to know something? One of these days I'm going to come on your show and say Bob Hope is dead, and it'll be true.
1-800-449-86.
Well, what are you going to do? Take.
I'm going to take some phone calls. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. Did you know that Bob Hope was not dead? Then why did you let him come on my show and say it? And he says to me, Phil, I got some bad news. Bob Hope is dead. And I'm like, Jesus, that is very sad. He was a great comic. Hey, Phil, yeah, I'm only kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
You know that listeners are our lifeblood around here, right?
I know that.
And you know that listeners are the ones who buy the products and all of that stuff that our advertisers advertise.
That is correct.
Then why shouldn't you listen to their complaints?
I'll listen to their complaints. I don't want the repeat calls, the repeat letters, all the old ladies crying about it. Look, they can complain up to a point, but I make the decisions on how we program the radio station. And if I get one more phone call from some old bat saying, what happened to Dr. Law and all that bull crap, just let me make the decisions. I make them. They need to show me some GD respect. Then we'll see whether or not I listen to them.
And because you're so angry at them, you come on here and say, Bob Hope died, and the woman, her son was found alive. No, he wasn't.
I never said he was alive.
Well, you say, good news, they found your son. 1-800-449-8686. Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's
yes,
it going?
Yes, fine.
Those all these dumbasses that call it right in, they don't know radio from their assholes, too.
All right.
Well, you know what? Tell you what. I don't really care about
Who's this?
I don't care about Dr. Law or any of that.
Who's this?
But my name is Mike.
Oh, this is a caller.
It's a caller, yes.
Now, the one problem I have is your attitude towards, like, your fellow man. Like, do you have a son or a daughter?
What do you mean, my fellow man? What are you, my preacher?
Yeah, right. Listen up, pal.
I'm talking about running a business, okay? I'm not plowing a field full of peanuts every day, okay? I run a radio station. All right?
You know what? You ought to be pulling peanuts, you redneck.
I'm a redneck.
Yeah,
you ain't the guy talking like Robert E. Lee. You are.
Hey, I'm not from Georgia originally, pal. It happens to be where I am.
Well,
right
guess
now.
What? When you open your mouth, people think you are.
Do you want me to make a point with you, or are you going to just run your mouth?
You going to let the guy talk here?
He's a listener. What has he got to say?
He's got a right to... What am I got a phone number for? Why do I give it out then if the listeners can't call in? You know this is a talk show, right?
Yeah.
Then okay, let them call and say what they got to say.
What do you got to say?
All right, here's my point with this character. You know, you're running a business. Fine, you can whistle your ass off. You're running a business.
Look at you.
And I'm your customer. So you do have to listen to what your customer says, or you can just, you know, get enough complaints to the stations you're syndicated to.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to hear
it. And out of a job.
It's driving me out of my mind.
The point is this, and you can keep talking all you want, and so will I, and maybe nobody will get a word in, and maybe my word won't get on the radio.
Go ahead.
But here's the deal.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't care about Dr. Law or Bob Hope or any of that, but if you have a son or a daughter, and, you know, somebody pulled that son on you, you'd be furious. So my point is this. Yeah, go ahead and make noise, moron.
What are you doing now?
You're not irritating me with your
What are you doing?
I had to take a leak. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, why don't you pee in your mouth? That's about all that's coming out of it.
Well, you know what? It could reach there, so I might try it sometime.
Yeah, okay, well, let's
sure.
grow up here,
you know
all right?
What?
Let's grow up. What? Continue with your comments, sir. Do you have
Thank
to urinate
you.
So everybody can hear it?
I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, I see. Excuse me. So I'm not allowed to go to the bathroom now?
While we're on the air, no.
All right, the point is this. This goofball would call somebody up and lead them on that their son's been found, you know, when in fact he's dead. You know, if he would pull a stunt like that, he has no morals whatsoever, and I hope if he has a son.
What are you
daughter,
talking about? She called up.
Like
I said they found his son. They
You're
found
the
his son.
Person. You, said, you said that that would not be your problem.
What?
I tell you what, if you pull that stunt on me,
you
can be found, pal, and then it would be your problem.
What's that supposed to mean?
Take it any way you want it, idiot.
Do you take
you know,
it any way you like
so
it?
You're so damn educated. You can understand what the hell I'm saying.
Well, I'll take it any way I want it. Do you take it any way you like it?
What are we doing now? Are you trying to irritate him?
Maybe.
Yeah, see, that's what you like to do.
Except there's only one problem. He's not getting to me.
Hey,
I could
Mike.
Care less what he does.
Hey, Mike, by the way, I got some good news. They found your penis.
Okay,
yeah,
so in other
mouth?
Words...
Where?
In his mouth?
In his mouth. I don't know what he's... What is that? Was that a joke went bad, I guess, huh?
Look it.
But they didn't find it alive.
What
you know,
fool.
a real
this phone call. My next phone call
Look
is going to be
to
the radio station here in Atlanta to see about getting you guys out of there. What a bunch of morons.
This guy really loves you, Phil. He's going to get you fired.
Well, no, he isn't. You're the guy that got me fired.
I can to make complaints about him. What an idiot.
To complain to who?
to the radio station that you're broadcast over here in Atlanta, Georgia. What a moron.
What station is that, Phil?
WGST. It's a great station.
Well, looks like you lose Atlanta, huh?
Yeah, you really like that, don't you, man? Wouldn't you like to see me just fail? Isn't that it? You'd like to see me just lay an egg out there, wouldn't you?
Look it, I'm not the guy that came on here and said that I didn't have the right to say Bob Hope was dead.
I don't think it's responsible.
Well, you're not the boss, are you?
You know, you're going to get fired one of these days, man, and then you won't have a job. And then you're going to come crawling to me for a gig.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Bob Hope's dead.
Oh, well, that's not my problem.
Bummer, huh?
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. So now this guy is going to call whatever the hell station is.
WGST.
WGST and get me fired.
Look, I'm the program director of the radio station and of your show, and what my job is to make sure that you keep this show consistent on the air, and I keep the listeners off of your back. You understand that? Now, why I got to listen to listener complaints, why I got to listen to these people bitch, piss, and moan is beyond me.
Because that is the person that you're serving.
But I know more about programming a station than they do. See what I'm saying?
Well, don't you listen to them complain?
Sure I do, and I pretend like I'm interested.
You pretend?
Yeah.
Are you really interested?
No, of course not. I'm not really interested. I pretend I'm interested. You're telling me that some old woman who's out there on Strawberry Lane and she's, picking the petunias and she flips on whatever the hell show, that she calls me up and bitches about something. She knows more about radio than I do. I crawled up through the gutter to get where I am today. And no, they won't leave me alone. No, the phone calls don't stop. No, the letters don't stop until finally I can't take it any longer.
And you use my radio show to get back at them.
I just did a couple of things. Called up to Janine Bob and I said they found your kid. Stuff like that.
What about that hole and that trip that you pulled off when the shuttle, they launched that shuttle last year and you said it exploded again?
Yeah.
It didn't explode.
Well, all those Challenger kids remember the Challenger, see? So I said, oh, Jesus, there's another one blew up.
I remember what you did. And then you said, oops, wrong report. It was a small plane that went down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Ricky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wanting to talk to the guy that's talking about the babies getting killed with airbags.
What?
Were you the one that was talking about that babies getting killed with airbags?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, the airbag.
Yeah, I don't know what are those.
You know, kids, small kids, infants.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know about those. I don't know what an airbag is.
Airbags.
Airbags.
Airbags. I'm not familiar.
They come out of the steering wheel and they keep people from getting crushed.
Oh, my. You know, the only airbag I know is my wife.
Okay. Let's get serious for just one second.
All right. Let's get. Okay, go ahead.
We're on the way to a race. We're tired of this darn rock and roll stuff. We turn it on AM. My friend behind me, Steve.
Yeah,
he's back there. His kid got killed by an airbag, and then that's the first thing that comes on the air.
Where's the airbag?
You know, the thing that comes out of the steering
wheel? No. Where's the airbag that killed his kid?
It was in an F-150 truck.
No, but where is it now?
What do you mean, where is it now?
It's probably in a junkyard.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, for a guy who had a friend's kid get killed, you sure are in a good mood, Ricky. But I guess that's what they mean about you slap-happy Southerners, huh?
All right,
yeah.
Look. Okay.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Sir.
You guys just are smiling all the way, huh?
All right, fine. Thanks. Look, that was last hour anyway.
I'd rather talk about that, some crap that you did, than somebody bellyaching at me for firing jumping jovial Johnny Java.
Look, 1-800-449-8686. Jumping jovial Johnny Java got canned because he was caught with... He was snorting crank off a hunting knife, okay, just before his show started. So, and that, thank God, it wasn't my gig. That was his thing. David G. Hall, our director of syndication, is on with us to talk about why he came on the air at the top of the hour to say that Bob Hope was dead and then said, I'm only kidding. And I got angry. I feel that I was justified in getting angry. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, philhendrie.com.
Gundry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want you to do it.
I can't do it. It's against FCC law.
But then you say you're kidding. Now do it.
Can I tell people what we're doing here?
We're back.
We're back from the break. David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication, is with me. You want me to say that Bob Hope is dead?
Just don't give the preamble. Do it. Do it the way I told you to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Phil Hendry. I've just gotten word that Bob Hope is dead.
Go ahead.
I'm only kidding.
Isn't that great?
I think it artificially manipulates...
Oh, stop it. It hurts the feelings of the listeners.
I think it does, man. Jesus. Naomi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Hall. Hi.
Hey, Naomi, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a cell phone.
You're not on a speaker, though, are you?
Okay, now I'm not. Would
you get them off the speakers, Mike, before you put them up here, too? Hey, Mike, get them off the speakerphones. Thank you. Sorry, Naomi, go ahead.
I apologize for that. I just want to say, with all respect, Mr. Hall, that I just think the joke was in bad taste, and he should just apologize to the listeners.
I should apologize to the listeners. For what?
I think you should. The joke was in bad taste.
People really love...
About Bob Hope being dead.
Oh, come on.
People really love and respect Bob Hope.
So what happened?
You're joking about possibly giving some grandmother a heart attack? I mean, that's really insensitive.
Wait a second. So what if she had a heart attack? If it's my fault?
Because you joked about someone that they loved and cared about, I think that's your fault. You don't think so?
Loved and cared about. Bob Hope? They don't even know Bob Hope,
who has been entertaining people for decades.
Are you black?
I am.
All right, then why would you give a crap about Bob Hope?
I give a crap about insensitive people.
What difference does that make whether she's black or not?
Get on the radio and make false claims like Bob Hope is dead and say that it's a joke. I mean, you're joking about death. That's not funny.
I do it, Mr. Hall.
Hold on for a minute, Bud.
Bud's here.
Just tell him to hold on.
Hold on, Bud.
Look, Naomi, listen to this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Naomi.
I'm listening.
Bob Hope is dead.
That's not funny.
I'm only kidding. See? You're smiling. You're laughing.
I'll do it, Mr. Hall.
Shut up, Bud.
Don't tell him to shut up.
Just back off, Bud.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Because you're joking
about
death.
Phil, go ahead and do it.
David, I...
probably hanging on to the last ounces of his life and you're joking about his dying.
Phil, I told you to do something. Now do it.
I don't want
to... I said to do it.
Bob Hope, ladies and gentlemen, has died of pneumonia.
Not a joke like
I'm
that.
Only,
That's
I'm
not
only
funny.
Kidding.
That's beautiful.
That's
I do,
horrible. Mr.
Bob Hope and Dad. I'm kidding.
That sucks when you do it, Bud.
It sucks, Bud. All right, Naomi, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
I do it. Listen to this.
It sucks when you do it, okay?
Don't yell at the tard.
Don't yell at the tard? Is this my show or not?
Yeah, it's your show, but I'm trying to get this thing pumped up a little bit, for God's sake. Go ahead, Bud, try it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ashamed to say Bob Hope die.
Okay, and the second part?
I'm only kidding.
I love it.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Let me try this. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope is only kidding.
That's great, Bud.
What do you mean, that's great?
I love it.
Bob Hope's only kidding?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Oh, suddenly you didn't like it, but now you're sculpting the joke? You're critiquing it?
The joke was, Bob Hope is dead, I'm only kidding.
Right. So he
I permutated it.
Oh, well, excuse me, you permutated it.
Okay, here it is. Bob Hope is just kidding, I'm dead.
See?
See what?
That's perfect.
It's Bob Hope is dead, I'm only kidding.
Bob Hope is only dead. I'm kidding.
There.
Bob Hope is only dead. I'm kidding. It's Bob Hope.
Get a load of you. 5 minutes ago, you were all full of umbrage over the fact that you had to do this joke. Now you're like, hey, do it better. Do it.
Well, I know what the stupid, idiotic, unfunny joke is. Bob Hope is dead. I'm only kidding.
Bob's kidding. I'm only hopefully dead.
Perfect.
Perfect? Hey, Dickman, come here for a minute.
What?
Come here for a minute. Bob Hope is dead. I'm only kidding.
No, I know.
No, I want you to say that.
All right, Bob Hope's kidding.
No, he's not kidding. Bob Hope is dead. Oh, well, I'm only kidding.
See?
See what? Jack, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know, doesn't he realize he was paying his salary?
Yeah, I know he was paying my salary. Clear Channel.
All right, that was great. 1-800-449-8686.
Bob Hope is kidding. I'm dead.
I think the kid's a riot.
Wait a minute, I'm Bob Hope. You're dead.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry, flashback.
I'm calling because I'm really concerned. The protect and to serve. If you cannot understand, you know, the intellect behind that, then you could not be a police officer. There's no way.
No, I do
you
understand.
There are savvy thieves out there these days. If you do not have the intellect to understand, protect, and to serve, then you're going to do nothing but
I do understand.
And not,
it's pussy, and I'm trying to say they're making
not,
the cops.
It's not pussy.
Let's put it this way. They're going to kill cops. They're going to kill cops because a perpetrator is going to see, oh, look at this. To protect and serve, what kind of pussy is that? And they're going to kill him.
All I'm saying is thieves are not just low life. There are a lot of savvy thieves out there these days, and if you do not have the intellect to understand, protect, and to serve, then you're going to...
Okay, well, what does it mean to you?
Your being on the service is not going to be constructive, but destructive.
Ask her what it means to her.
Okay, Susan, what does it mean to you? What does to protect and to serve mean to you?
It means to serve the community by
yes, see, you got to think about it. You don't even know, man. You're thinking all about it and everything.
Well, you were being redundant. You were saying that protect. That's not what
no,
it
that's,
means.
No, that's what that one woman called in. That one bitch. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That one woman who called in, she said, to serve means to protect. That's the service. So I said, well, you might as well say to protect and protect. And she's so stupid, she didn't know.
Don't use that B word again, okay?
I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is that I realize you're doing a lot of work to become
a police officer,
and I really hope that you follow through, you get your GED, and maybe take some more classes get yourself a little bit more advanced with what the law enforcement is about.
Yeah, but I mean, you couldn't see. I know more about police work. The next thing you know, cops are going to be required to have like milkshake machines in their patrol cars.
Officer, that doesn't mean talking to cops and watching cop shows. That means education.
Well, but you want cops to give out milkshakes to, like, bank robbers and stuff. What's that about? Do you want them to give out milkshakes to, like, a guy that's raping a woman? Hey, excuse me, while you're raping her, how about a milkshake?
About milkshakes? That's what you think when it says serve? That's why everyone is calling. They are very concerned about the fact that you want to be LAPD.
But
you cannot understand that serve does not mean serving milkshakes and or is...
No, I know that it doesn't. I know that it doesn't. But I'm saying that's what a perpetrator is going to think.
Like Susan said, they're not that stupid.
Susan, what city are you calling from? Like
Vail, Colorado. I lived in D.C. for 5 years.
Okay.
I lived in Los Angeles for 2 years.
Does the Vail PD, do they have, like, protect and serve on their car, or what do they have?
Yes, they do.
See? And they're a small-town cop force. Now they really look like
pussies. And that's exactly what they do. When they pull over, when people are you know, saying bad things about cops because, oh, they were pulled over for, you know, speeding, the cop is protecting and serving me by pulling you over from, you know, potentially hurting me by running into me or going too fast. I just don't understand why you don't understand what protect and
you
serve
mean. No, it's just that, like, look, if you go to 31 Flavors Baskin-Robbins, have you not ever been to there? They got a sign that says, now serving number 15. Oh, great. So what are you going to do, put that on a patrol car? Hey, take a ticket, man, and then I'll get to you about you being raped or something. I don't think so. I want to stop that from happening.
Maybe you should pick up a dictionary because it'll probably be the first time you've ever done it. And why don't you look it up?
See, all you're doing, man, is all you're doing is
because you do it to yourself. You're just insulting me. I can't even talk to you anymore because you're so
you're
so primitive. You're a Neanderthal.
Phil Hendry's flashback.
A Neanderthal. All right, now let's check out the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. And, of course, that is philhendryshow.com. The number one badass, and this is our Phil Hendry Polls America question, and here is our question. The number one badass in sports is football player, hockey player, or a race car driver? I'm going to vote for race car driver. I will punch submit vote, and let's see what people have been voting on today on our website, philhendryshow.com. Number one badass in sports, is it a football player, hockey player, race car driver? And the answer to that question, well, at least as far as our polling goes, number one with 59% of the voting, hockey player. In second place, football player with 27% of the vote. And in last place, race car driver, 14% of the vote. So let me get this straight. A football player is tougher than a race car driver. Now, I go to a lot of football. Just give me the opportunity to critique, okay? I would have bet all the money in the world that I had, judging from our audience, that race car driver would be number one. I mean, all the geeks and necks that listen to, that watch that NASCAR crap, I for sure. But hockey player came in first. Now, football player, I've seen lots of vicious hits on the football field. Guy only got up and walked away from it. I've seen a lot of vicious hits on the ice. Guy taking a skate to the mouth, teeth falling out. Then I go to a racetrack and I see a guy in flames running from his car, okay? Now, to me, that's no contest. I've been to millions of football games. I've never seen a player running on fire from the field. I've been to hockey games until you want to cry, and I've never seen a hockey player, like, dangling, you know, from the front of like, I remember seeing Danny on Geist, the Indy 500. The guy was unconscious in the bucket seat of his car. The front end of the car had been sheared away. And so you see this guy unconscious as the car is sailing down the far wall at Indy, still doing about 120 miles an hour. And Jackie Stewart, there's Danny Ungaius, painfully evident there in the front of the car. You remember Jackie Stewart? Never seen a hockey player or football player just like dangling from the front end of a freaking bus, you know. Hockey player, 332 votes to whatever the hell. But they're leading 59% of the voting to 27% to 14%. And yesterday's poll was, I forget what, Penelope Cruz or something like that? Who do I want to break the home run record? And the choice was Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, or any other white man. Who do you want to break the Mark McGwire home run record? Predictably, any other white man won. But by the other two guys, Sammy beat out Barry Bonds 50. I think he had like 32% to 70% of the voting. And so this is why we do these little polls on philhendryshow.com. You can click in. You can see all kinds of crap about our show. You can read our Mexican diary. And you can look at a very funny Colleen Kristen Brewster on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster trauma unit thing. You can surf some of our favorite websites. And these are just sites that I like. I don't know. Just call me weird, but here's some crap that I dig. As a matter of fact, I wonder if we could actually play one of those from WMOB. Nah, I won't. It's probably copyrighted material. But if you go to our website and look at our favorites, our links, there's the Internet Movie Database, which is just everything about flicks. There's the Canadian Football League website. Just don't ask me why. Just go with it. There's a great website called Remember the ABA, which is a tribute to the long-lost American Basketball Association. There's one called the Jigsaw Lounge, which is a movie review site. MapQuest, because I can't find my ass with a flashlight. Congressional Medal of Honor page. This is the one that we told you that your penis would shrink 3 inches just reading some of these stories. The page about the White Rose, which was a student movement inside Nazi Germany. Local legends of yesteryear. And then there's the Wiretap Network. Now, the Wiretap Network is www.wmob.com. And they've got this really cool section called the Frank and Fritzy Show. Now, what is the Frank and Fritzy show? Well, apparently these guys at WMOB, this website, got a hold of some wiretap tapes of two mafia soldiers, two old guys in the mafia talking on the phone. And their name is Frank and the other guy is Fritzy, right? These two cats, I'm telling you, it's hysterical. These two old guys are like in their 50s. And they're talking about their colons. They're talking about how they can't take a crap. They're talking about taking B12 shots. They're talking about taking their gumadas with them, which is like your girlfriend down to Pompano Beach to the condo. They're talking about losing, you know, they're betting horse, they're giving each other horse tips. They're giving each other ideas about what flowers to take to what funeral. And there's a new episode every week. This week's episode is called Twilight Zone, and I'll just read you a synopsis. It seems everyone takes advantage of poor Fritzy. He sets up shop for Joe Carpets, some guy, some fellow soldier. But Joe sticks it to him in the end. He provides for his family, but his wife won't even let him cook dinner for his gumada. And don't even mention that swindler Rocky. When the sun sets on his career, Fritzy expects some payback, and a few young chicks would do the trick. So anyway, he's bellyaching about all his favors he's doing for guys in his crew, and he don't get anything. So when, you know, he goes to heaven, he expects to get laid by 5 17-year-olds. This is this guy's sick mental situation. Anyway, these guys are members of this the Genovese crime family. And the boss of the Genovese crime family at the time was a guy named Vincenzo Gigante. And one of these guys, I guess, hung out with him a lot. So there's sometimes references made to him walking around in his bathrobe at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's really funny. It's called The Frank and Fritzy Show. It's on WMOB. You really got to check this out. It's one of our favorite links on the Phil Hendry Show website. And just all the other crap that's on there. So we're building the site slowly but surely. We got another poll tomorrow. Also, you can check out things such as our Radio Inc. magazine interview. There was a piece on Fox News about our show. We were also on NPR's All Things Considered. We just did an interview with Channel 2, local KCBS here in Los Angeles. So there's some of that. Of course, the really cool thing, the New York Times piece isn't up there yet because who knows why. Our webmaster, Bill Kiesling, this is the high and technology that we've got operating on our website. When we get a piece that we want to post on our website, like the New York Times review of our show, Bill has to retype it. He has to look at it and retype the whole thing. Isn't there some way you can photostat it or otherwise reprint it and, you know what I'm saying, scan it? I mean, he's going to sit there and retype it. So you tell me. We got sound bites. And you can go to our soundbite page and you can check out all kinds of old episodes of The Phil Hendry Show. We've got the 5-day archive. We've got show news, along with the Colleen Kristen Brewster. Did you read this one? The Miami Sun Sentinel reports that Mr. Hendry continues to impress Hollywood. How about that? I continue to impress Hollywood. That I may be on a sitcom next year. How about that? I might be on a sitcom next year. On Fox. How about that? On Fox? Anyway, there it is. So check it out, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. That spells com. Phil Hendry Show.